Hi, my name's Chris Pels. In this video, we're going to learn how to get a website to run in a specific version of the .NET framework. So to get started, let me create two simple websites. The first one I'm going to create is called Website VB 1.1 because we're going to target this one at version 1.1 of the .NET framework. And I'm just going to put a little text in the home page so when we bring this site up we know which version we're running. And I'm going to create a second site, and this site we're going to target at version 2.0 of the .NET framework. So I'll call it Website VB 2.0. And like the first one, we'll put a little text here in the default ASPX page, and this one, since we're version 2.0, let's just put 2.0 of the framework in there. Save this one and close this. So now we're ready to deploy these two websites, and the first one we're going to target to run in version 1.1 of the .NET framework, and the second one we're going to target at version 2.0 of the .NET framework. So now let's deploy our two websites over to IIS, and then we'll go through the configuration to get them to run with the appropriate versions of the .NET framework. Let's take our 1.1 site. Let's copy that over to IIS. We need a virtual directory for that to live in, so I'll create one here. Just call it Website VB 1.1. Let me pick the physical folder where that will be located. Now let's go over here and just copy site to remote. So now we have 1.1 deployed over to IIS. Go over here to our 2.0 site, essentially do the same thing. We'll create a virtual directory. And I'll pick a physical folder for that to live in. We'll open that up. Now let's deploy our 2.0 site over to remote. So now we're all set, and both those sites are over in IIS. The next thing we need to do is to determine what version of ASP.NET or the .NET framework is running by default in IIS for websites. So in order to do that, we need to go over to the IIS manager. So let me flip over to that. And here in IIS, you can see the two virtual directories that we created a few minutes ago. And to determine what version of ASP.NET or the .NET framework is running by default for websites, you need to go up here to the default website in IIS. We'll go over to properties. And in properties, we'll go over to the home directory, down into configuration. And here we'll look at the mappings. Now the mappings map particular types of files to particular executables. And in this case, we are primarily interested in ASPX files. So let me move this out a little bit. And for ASPX files, you can see that they're targeting version 2.0 of the .NET framework. And these ASPX files are mapped to a DLL called ASP.NET_IIS API.dll, and that handles all of the processing for ASP.NET in IIS. And you can see there's a bunch of entries for version 2.0 for other types of files that are in an ASP.NET website. Here we have user controls, here we have web services, and there's a number of other file types. So we can see by default that ASP 2.0 is being used currently in IIS. Now if we go back out and go down to our 1.1 site and look at essentially the same thing, it's under the virtual directory tab. We'll click configuration and we'll just go down and verify that indeed version 2.0 is being run on this particular virtual directory. So what we need to do is to change the version of the .NET framework that's being run for this specific website VB 1.1 virtual directory. So now that we've seen how to determine what version of the .NET framework is associated with a particular website, what we'd like to do is to have this website installed or working with version 1.1 rather than 2.0, which is the default version of the framework currently being used. So in order to do that, we need to understand a few things about how the .NET framework is installed on a particular computer. And let me go over here to the Windows Explorer, and we go down into the C drive, Windows folder, down into the Microsoft.NET folder, and then framework. And you can see here in the framework folder, there's actually a child folder which represents each version of the .NET framework that's installed on the local computer. So we're interested in 2.0 and 1.1. If we go to 2.0, for example, we can see that there's a file here called ASP.NET.regiis.exe, and this is a command line utility that allows you to register a particular version of ASP.NET with IIS. And it's only specific to the version of the framework in which it's located. So in this particular case, this command line utility is specific to version 2.0 of the .NET framework. And you may recall the ASP.NET_IIS API DLL that we saw in the mappings just a few minutes ago. So this particular DLL is specific to version 2.0 of the .NET framework. And use this command line utility to map your different file extensions to this particular DLL. So, by default, we have 2.0 installed in IIS for all the websites, and what we want is to install version 1.1 for our one particular site. So we go over here to the 1.1 folder, and we see we have an ASP.NET_regiis command line utility here, as well as the IIS API DLL. So now to use this command line utility, we need to get into a command window and run the utility. So let me go over here to a command window, and as you can see, I've already put the command window in the folder where version 1.1 of the framework is located. So if we type ASP.NET_regiis?, these are all the options that you can use with this command line utility. Some of them pertain to installing this version of ASP.NET, and already we have version 1.1 and 2.0 of ASP.NET installed on this particular computer. And actually, if we use this -LV option down here, we can see what versions are installed. So let's just do that. And you can see it's showing us that we have both 1.1 and 2.0 installed here. And it's showing us that they map to the ASP.NET_IIS API DLL in both cases. So what we want to do is to take the particular folder, the website VB 1.1, and have that mapped to version 1.1 of the framework. And one concept or term that you will run into in this is called script maps. And script maps refers to the mapping of extensions such as .aspx to a particular handler or DLL, in this case ASP.NET_IIS API.DLL. So when we talk about script maps, and if, for example, here it says remove or install script maps for this version and so on, it's just talking about installing the mapping between the particular file extensions and the appropriate DLL. So what we want to do is actually this minus S option and specify a particular path, because that's going to install the script maps for this version, which is 1.1, at the specified path recursively. And so let's go down here. Okay, we'll type ASP.NET_regiis -S. And what we need to do is put the path to our virtual directory. So we'll go vc/1/root/websitevb1.1. So now we'll run that, and you can see it's going through the process of registering version 1.1 with that particular website. So we're done with that. Let's go back over to IIS. Let's go in and look at the mappings here for this particular website. And we'll just expand this out. And now, for example, with the ASPX file, you can see that it's mapped to version 1.1 of the .NET framework, and previously that was mapped to 2.0. So now we should be all set to run this website, and it will actually run under version 1.1 of the .NET framework. So let's quickly test out our two websites. We'll go over here to the browser, and let's run the 2.0 site first. Run 2.0, and there we get the 2.0 site running. And now let's go up here and run the 1.1 site. And there's our 1.1 site running under version 1.1 of the .NET framework. So in summary, we've looked at several things related to getting a single website to run in a particular version of the .NET framework. In this case, the computer had version 2.0 of the framework installed, and we were able to go into the IIS manager here, look at the properties of a single website, in this case website VB1.1, and determine that it was installed with a particular version of the framework. Initially, it was using version 2.0. Then we went and used the ASP.NET_RED_IIS command line utility associated with version 1.1 of the framework. And that's an important point to remember, that there is a different version of that command line utility for each version of the .NET framework installed on your computer. And you need to use the appropriate version of that command line utility to manipulate what version of the .NET framework is associated with your website. We used that utility, then associated version 1.1 with our website, went back here into IIS, looked at the properties and the script maps associated with our website VB1.1, and saw that we were able to change it to then run with version 1.1 of the .NET framework. This is Chris Pels. Thanks for watching this video on configuring a website to run a particular version of the .NET framework in ASP.NET. Thank you.